This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. J.R. Simplot and the Department of Ecology have been going back and forth over the past few years to correct what the DOE says are air pollution violations at one of the company's feedlots in Walla Walla County.
In 2015, the Washington Department of Ecology fined Simplot at their Wallula feedlot facility for failing to manage air pollution. In particular, it was dust and dried manure was becoming a problem. Those fine particles were getting into the air, which can cause health problems.
The DOE's Brooke Beeler says Simplot appealed the $50,000 fine levied by her department.
And a few months into that process, we began settlement negotiations and conversations about how to appropriately manage dust and move forward with really getting the facility back into compliance and protecting air quality, because that's our goal with the state of Washington, is to protect the air for people in the environment. And I believe that Simplot had the same goal in this case.
Beeler says Simplot has been cooperative, and since then, it's been business as usual on both sides.
I think we've had some pretty regular inspections with the feedlot. They've also done some permit renewals in recent years, so it's something that we've been working with the company on.
Beeler says, bottom line, Simplot wasn't living up to the conditions of their permit to operate the feedlot between Walla Walla and the Tri-Cities. Listen tomorrow for more on this settlement and the concessions made by J.R. Simplot.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.